You might say that, well, Austin, women don't lie. They don't leave things out. They don't do any of that. They're nice people. And I'm just like, okay, maybe some of the women you know, maybe. But let's look at some dating advice that women give to men. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, before we jump in, I want to say thank you to everybody who's new to the channel. We've had a tremendous amount of growth in a short period of time. And I want to thank everybody who's new to the show and who's agreeing with this message or wants to hear more. I appreciate you. You are in for a treat. We're going to have a lot more to come. But my friends, today we're going to talk about how women have mastered men, or how women become the masters of men. Now, as much as I want to take credit for me coming up with this myself, I gotta pay credit where credit is due, and I'll show you. So, we're gonna read this quote from Cato the Elder. He's a Roman statesman from over 2,000 years ago. Here's what he says. He said, "Women is a violent and uncontrollable animal, and it is unless to let go, it is useless to let go of the reins and then expect her not to kick over the traces. You must keep her on a tight rein. Women want total freedom, or rather to call things by their names, total license. If you allow them to achieve complete equality with men," he argues, "do you think they will be easier to live with?" He says, "Not at all. Once they have achieved equality, they will be your masters." Now, again, I'm not here to tell you that women shouldn't have rights or anything like that. That's not what we do over here. We're taking this from a philosophical approach. You might ask, well, Austin, what does he mean by once they have achieved equality with men, they become their masters? Well, we're going to explore that today because it's a very interesting philosophical question. And the reason why I think it merits discussion is, gentlemen, we've been lied to most of our lives. We've been told that women are sugar spice, everything nice, and that men are the problem. Men are the no good nicks. Men are the oppressors. Men are the ones who need to be put in check, but women are naturally good. This is a lie. This is a complete utter lie. I'm sorry.
What?
I know you don't want to believe it. I know that this goes contrary to most things we've all been told when we were kids. But last time I checked, women were people. And people tend to be shady. People tend to do things based on their own self-interest. And so women are no different in this regard. They like to do things for their own self-interest. So anytime you ever hear a woman say that she's powerless, patriarchy this, toxic masculinity that, you gotta put some sugar and salt on that because it's a bunch of lies. Let's do some basic economics. So those of you who don't agree and want to say that I'm the problem, let's pause for 2 seconds and let's not take my word for it. And instead, let's do a little thought-provoking exercise, shall we? Let's take a deep breath and let's say, wait a minute. There's this thing in economics called supply and demand. I learned about this very early on in college and in the military. There is supply and demand. That's what determines the price and the value of something in any market. So if the demand is high and the supply is small, then the price is going to be high. If the supply is high and the demand is low, the price is going to be low, correct? And then there's this idea of monopoly. Y'all might have played the board game, but you know, might not know what it actually means. A monopoly is when you have control over basically an entire marketplace, and so you get to set the supply and the demand at the same time, and you get to fluctuate it at will. That's what monopolies do. And that's why it's part of the government's job to make sure that doesn't happen, because then they'll buy out all competition and have no competition. Now, you might ask, how does this relate to our topic? Well, in every way possible, because women have a monopoly on the supply of one of the things that men have a natural demand for, which is cootie cat. Okay? Now, I realize this might not, this isn't romantic. This isn't very, oh, that's so sweet and wonderful. I understand this is very based and very kind of yucky for people who are not are used to having things be romanticized. This is very cut and dry, very bare bones approach to what you're about to hear, okay? So when women have an absolute supply and we have an inherent demand, they have power in that regard. They have power. A lot of men don't realize the true power that women wield against men, especially young men who don't have the experience of post-nut clarity. They haven't developed the skill known as what I call pre-nut clarity. Which is instead of waiting to be like, you bust, and then you're like, oh, dude, did I really just do that? Oh, dude, dang. And you have that realization, you're like, I gotta get the hell out of here. And you're trying to get out of there like the roadrunner running away. But those of us who have experience, we say, wait a minute. You know, I could go out and go on this date with this woman, but it might cost me money. It's gonna cost me my attention. It's gonna cost me energy. It's gonna take my time. It's gonna take my sanity. I'm gonna have to listen to things I don't care about. I'm gonna have to be in all of these different situations just to get some intimacy from this woman, potentially, not even guaranteed, just to bust my nut and be like, wow, was that even worth it? How many of you have been in that situation? That is why you mix that power of getting men to do a bunch of goofy and weird things to try to get intimacy, then you add to the fact that now hypergamy is on steroids, because when women work these higher-end jobs, they want a guy who not only is handsome, not only has status, but now he's going to make equal to, if not more money than possible. So now the bar is really, really high, and fewer men qualify when few qualify to start with. And if you don't believe me, we're going to look at some videos as to demonstrate what I'm talking about. So you might say that, well, Austin, women don't lie. They don't leave things out. They don't do any of that. They're nice people. And I'm going to say, okay. Maybe some of the women you know, maybe. But let's look at some dating advice that women give to men. Yes, yes, there are women who actually make dating advice for men. Gentlemen, let me ask you a quick question before we play this video. If you are a fisherman and you're trying to catch fish and you're new to this career path, are you going to ask the fish about how to catch them? Or are you going to ask the fisherman who's been done this for a while and ask him how he does it? I'll let you answer that question while we go into this video. Watch this.
There are four things women find unattractive. And if you're new here, my name's Gracie, and I help men get unstuck in their dating lives so that they can find their next girlfriend. So if that's you...
Find their next girlfriend. You have any idea how many men have never had a girlfriend? You know how many men would love to have a girlfriend, but they can't even get a girl to text them back? A lot of men. So here's one of the inherent problems women have when it comes to understanding men, if they even care to know, which most don't. Number one, women, when they talk about men, they're talking about men who qualify in their eyes. They're talking about Chad, Tyrone, Pookie, the guys who they actually see. If you don't believe me, whether you know it, maybe you have a sister, mom, aunt, cousin, whoever. Next time you visit that person or talk to that person, go outside with them and walk, whether it's the coffee shop or the corner store, whatever, and then ask them how many men they walked by. They'll probably be like, oh, I don't know, because they weren't paying attention because those guys were not interesting. Versus you ask a guy how many women they saw on their way there, he probably knows. Because he checked out every single one of them. Women ignore over 80% of men. I'll be generous. 80% of men. Let's continue this video. See what advice she gives us.
You might want to consider hitting that follow button so that we can get you on your way to finding your dream girl.
I'll just leave my dislike look like.
Women find unattractive. Consistently putting yourself down in conversations. Women don't like hearing you talk poorly about yourself.
What kind of advice is this out the gate? I'll let her talk.
Because if you don't see your own value, why would she? So let's practice more positive self-talk before we're going out on dates. Another thing is neglecting your health. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to be some gym rat that survives on chicken and rice, but it is important to be mindful of staying active and watching what you eat, because taking care of yourself shows that you value your well-being, which is important to women. The next thing is poor hygiene or grooming. Now, this one's pretty straightforward. Keep yourself clean and groomed, because women are attracted to men who take pride in their appearance. And lastly, lack of ambition. Women are naturally drawn to guys who are driven and have goals. So being ambitious is always a great quality to have. As always, feel free to save this.
What?
Oh, hell no.
This is getting weird.
Oh, is that what we're calling it? Ambition? Translation, have money. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll be honest, you guys. I kind of tuned out there towards the, you know, like, the beginning of that. But here's the problem. You might look at that list and you might say, well, Austin, I mean, those are valid points. I don't know what you're talking about. Although, those points made sense to me. Now I'm going to sit here and I'm going to say, You know what she didn't tell you? Everything that actually matters. That's what she didn't tell you. Number one. Let's go back. Let's break this down piece by agonizing piece. What was number one again? Hey. What was number one again? No, I don't want to hear your grift. What was number one again? What was number one?
So that we can get you on.
What was number one again?
So here are the things that women find unattractive. Consistently putting yourself...
putting yourself down in conversation. Most men can't even get a conversation with a woman in the first place. What do you mean putting yourself down? Most dudes can't even get past the hi.
Hey.
How's your day going?
It's fine. How's your day?
My day was okay.
That's cool. Great.
What conversation are most men gonna get? What? See, they don't even get that far. Oh, no. Okay, that's number one. What was the next thing you had? What was the next one? Number two, neglecting your health. Oh, in other words, Chad doesn't go to the doctor? Oh my, that's terrible. Gentlemen, you want to know what women care about? They care about your money, your status, your looks, and what you can bring, and what you can give to them. That's what they care about. And never listen to what they tell you. Always listen to not what they say, but look at what they are doing out here. Look at what they're doing. And I can't help but notice a lot of women who look like this will have these nice, like, I'm assuming that's a Tesla Y car. They don't have boyfriends or husbands, and yet they're dating coaches. That's like me being a fitness trainer and looking like freaking like overweight as hell and being out of shape and never touching a weight in my life. That's like me saying, I want to teach you how to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I look like freaking, like, the blob. I look fat as hell. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. See, that's the problem I have, is they're disingenuous. They're telling you what they want you to know so that you can benefit their lives. That's how they master you. It's because they teach you how to serve them. And talking about serving you, let's go to this one real quick. Let's look at what she's got to say. She's trying to talk about women and the cold approach guy. So if you're a guy who cold approaches women, who believes in this, you know, oh, I'm going to go up and I'm going to run my game and I'm going to show my mouthpiece type of guy. Let's see what she got to say about that.
I'm going to make this really, really simple for you, okay? So just listen up. Harassing women versus going up to them and having a conversation with them when they make it clear that they want to be talked to are two completely different things.
Yeah, it matters if you're hot or if you're not hot. That's what matters. But let's see what she actually has to say. I guarantee you, she won't say what I just said.
And if you do not know the difference between those situations, then I highly, highly recommend don't approach them.
Oh, I know the difference between harassing women and approaching women. If I'm hot Chad with a nice car, you're totally cool with it. If I'm Mr. Brokey from, shout out to Andrew Tate. If I'm Mr. Brokey with a beat up old car from the 1990s, then I'm creepy and I'm harassing you. You see that? That's what she actually means. But let's hear what she actually has to say.
I'm not sure how me walking outside and being catcalled and being said, hey, baby, hey, you look good today.
I guarantee you that has not ever happened. First of all, anytime you ever hear a woman say she's, oh, I'm being catcalled, she's using that as a way of virtue signaling to you that she gets dudes. That's what she's saying. In other words, dudes find me valuable. That's what she's trying to tell you. Dudes find me valuable. I'm not going to insult this woman because, you know, I value the growth of my channel. But here's what I will say. That's a lot of forehead going on right there.
Oh, your dog's so cute. Hey, convince your mommy to let me take her out to dinner is even in the same realm for you as just approaching a woman, having a conversation, and asking her out. Once again, if you...
Look at these crazy eyes, bro. These eyes are like demonic eyes. Y'all see this? They're really wide and...
Really can't tell.
Look at these eyes, brother. Oh! Oh, no.
The difference? Just don't approach her. I guarantee you she will be really thankful for it.
I'll tell you what she's thankful for. She wants more dudes who look like Giga Chad from the meme. She wants more dudes who are rich, handsome, or celebrities, or internet sensations, or whatever. That's what she wants to approach her. She wants you to pull up next to her in the club with your Lamborghini and be like, sup, girl? Yeah, you want to go to my McMansion after we hit the club and I show you the VIP room upstairs? Yeah, let's do that. That's what she wants. She don't want you to go up there like, so, like, I heard you were with you look really pretty and, like, you're so beautiful and, like, can I get your number?
Oh, hell no.
No, she don't want none of that. No, you see, that's the thing. Women are not going to tell you, oh, if you're over 6 feet tall, if you have a really nice, you know, look about yourself cause to show that you make money, if you have high status, if other women like you, all that kind of stuff, then I'm cool with it. But if you're Mr. Average Guy who doesn't have those things, then leave me alone. They won't say that, because if they say that, then, oh, they're liable to not get the free attention, you know, that they run on. Gentlemen, the reason I say how women have become the masters of men is because they've slowly kind of gotten you to act a certain way that benefits them, and you're not even aware of it. You're not aware that you're feeding them attention for free. This be friends thing, that you're giving them attention for free, wasting your time, wasting your resources, giving her everything she wants, when in fact, most of the time, in my experience, what she wants you to hear what she says, and then choose whether or not you actually want to listen to it or not, which most of the time, the dudes in our past haven't, and they've gotten pretty much what you want, so I'll let you do with that what you will. Obviously, don't break the law or do something stupid, but again, my friends, women have become the masters of men because men always want something from them. That's why women are born with value from the get-go. You as a man have to create and cultivate your value. You have to build something. You got to become somebody. Women can just show up, and if they're somewhat pretty, they don't look like they eat McDonald's every day, all the time, then they have value. If they're somewhat young and they're not completely, you know, disgusting looking, they don't look like Shrek, then they're gonna be okay. We're gonna do all right. You can't do that. My friends, this is why Cato the Elder wrote this over 2,000 years ago. Nothing under the sun has changed. The appearances have, but the actual realities have not. We just like to think we're more evolved than the average human was 2,000 years ago. The answer is no. We just have phones and computers and AI. We're not actually more sophisticated human beings. We still have the same caveman programming they did. The real question is, are we going to learn from their mistakes? Are we going to learn from our own mistakes? Or are we going to just keep going with the program like schmucks and get what we've always gotten, which for most of us is nothing? My friends, I'll let you think on this and decide what you want to do. Well, my friends, I highly encourage you to do your own research and think for yourself, because that's the only way you're going to survive in this life. Develop your own personal philosophy, because everyone's life is different. Mine is being a biblical bachelor. You don't have to listen to that lifestyle if you don't want to. And there are multiple other men who have lifestyles that might fit you better. You got passport bros, you got other guys on the side of the internet, or you can blaze your own trail, which is also a great idea. But at the end of the day, don't be another servile servant to the gynocentric society that we're living in, and instead have the backbone, have the nerve to go out there and actually do something for yourself. So then maybe you can give down the road. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.